Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome back, superheroes. You're listening to Superheroes in Heels, where we celebrate power, resilience, and unstoppable spirit of women entrepreneurs who are changing the world one bold move at a time. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and today we're slipping on our heels and getting ready to embrace one of the most empowering essentials in your entrepreneurial toolkit, right? That tool that you want to put in that toolkit is the CEO mindset. Picture this, you're at your desk, coffee in hand, calendar full, it's the end of year, and instead of feeling like the boss, you're feeling, well, more like the janitor. Hey, no shades on janitors. They keep this world spinning, right? But let's get real. Your business deserves a leader, and that leader is you. Today, we're talking about how to flip the script on stepping into your role as the CEO, heels and all. So what does that really mean? You know, to have that CEO mindset, is it about fancy suits, a private jet, yelling, "You're fired" on national TV? Come on, hard pass on all of that. Thank you very much. No, thank you. But really, I mean, we've seen it. We've seen the corporate mind of CEO. We've seen how the CEO has to look a certain way and they have to, you know, have this facade of being the almighty, all-powerful, the boss. And what I want to do is challenge you today as entrepreneurs to have the real CEO mindset. It's about leading with intention. It's about making strategic decisions and being just as comfortable delegating as you are dreaming about your business. But here's the scoop. The CEO mindset, it's a mental framework. It really is. And that means that you have to think big, you have to act with confidence, and you have to steer your business towards your vision. Even when you're the one making the coffee or closing the deals, it doesn't matter what level you're playing at, with the tasks that you need to do, you're the one who has to have the big thinking mindset, right? You're the one who has to see the vision for the company. You have to act with the confidence as if you are meant to be there. Ladies, you are. You wouldn't have this dream in you if you weren't meant to do it. So, what does it take to have a CEO mindset, to be a real CEO as an entrepreneur? Well, okay, I have three keys to helping you get that CEO mindset. I mean, seriously, we're coming at the end of the year. This is the end of the year, right? I want you to step into the new year with a whole new mindset. Shift it. Whether you achieved your goals this year or not, what I want you to do is step into the new year with a whole new mindset. So the first thing that you have to do to have a CEO mindset is you have to own your vision, right? CEOs don't just go with the flow, right? That's what maybe your competitors are meant to do, but not you. We create what is current. So ask yourself, where do I want my business to go this next year? Like, seriously, where do I want it to go? What impact do you want to make? Did you bring your journals this time? You know, write it down, paint it out, sing it from the rooftops, right? La la, I want to create whatever that is, right? But keep the vision front and center. You're the guide for everybody else. Your vision a guide for anybody who wants to support you, anybody who wants to hire you, anybody who wants to build your website. Your vision is the thing that's going to get you moving forward. It's going to get people on track with you. It's going to get people walking alongside you saying, yeah, you can do this. It's going to get accountability partners, something to hold you accountable for. Okay, so just remember that you're the one who owns the vision. You can't give that vision to anyone else. The CEO has to maintain that vision. They're the only ones who know in their heart and in their soul where they want to take your company. Come on, you can give it to somebody else, but they're not going to be the heart and soul of it. You are. The second key to having that CEO mindset is decision-making mojo, okay? Look, as the CEO, you have choices. There's lots of choices, right? Sometimes those choices are tough. I can't tell you the first time that I had to let somebody go in business. I didn't like it, right? I still don't like to have to let people go. I do what's necessary for the company, for the vision, right? But it doesn't mean that I like it. It doesn't mean that it wasn't tough. If you've ever spent hours deciding between fonts on a website, colors and branding, guilty, by the way, right? I remember this. I do it, you know, I just rebranded colors last year. So, you know, remember that it's not there forever. It's what are the decisions you're going to make for now? It's progress over perfection. Making the best decision with the information that you have in this moment, and then keep moving. Look, ladies, I've said this before. I will say it again when it comes to decision making. We have supposedly this reputation that women change their mind all the time, right? We get claimed that by guys all the time. Oh, she just changed her mind again. So guess what? If they're going to make it an issue, let's use it, all right? I call that our free ticket. We make a decision right now with the information that we have in this moment. We move forward from there. As we learn new information, as we learn new things about it, can we make a new decision? Yes, we have a free pass to do it. Make another decision. The more information that we get, we might need to make another decision. Right? So you have to have decision-making mojo. There's all kinds of different decisions. What you want to do is make sure that you're doing the best thing for you and your business, for the clients that you're working with, for the people that you want to bring in to support you. You're making the best decisions possible based on the information that you have right now. Don't get stuck in that analysis paralysis or waiting for perfection or the right time to make a decision. You make a decision right now and you keep moving forward. And as you get that new information, you make a new decision. It really is that simple. That's why CEOs have that forward momentum all the time. Real CEOs, and I mean real CEOs, people who are making it happen, right? That's why you have to get your mindset into being a real CEO, is because you just keep the momentum going. You keep making new decisions based on new information. Does it mean that some of the decisions don't work out? Absolutely. It'll happen. You're going to make a decision and it doesn't go the way that you want it to go. Then you make a new decision. You figure out what's going to work now. You have new information, right? That doesn't work. Then you make new decisions. So get into decision-making mindset. Have the mojo. Yep, I'm going to make a new decision. Yep, I'm going to make a new decision. I'm going to make a new decision. Okay? We just keep going. That is CEO mindset. Don't let something bog you down so much that it holds you back from doing anything. You make a new decision based on the information that you have right now. Make sense? All right. And the third key is to delegate and elevate. Look, superheroes don't fly solo, and neither should you. The true superhero, they empower others, whether it's hiring help, using automation tools, simply asking your dog to remind you to take breaks. Okay, maybe not the dog, but you got my point. Although they're very good at that. Like, hey, they need a break. That means you need a break too, right? But you have to delegate out things, the things that you are not meant to do, the things that were not ever meant for you to do. Yeah, I know, entrepreneurs, we have to do everything in the beginning. Got it. Been there, done that, right? What I'm teaching you now is that you have to move past that in order to elevate yourself to the next space that you want to be in. Doesn't mean that you have to do your own website, get somebody else to do it. Number one, they're faster than you, right? You're paying for speed. Let them do what they're really good at, because that way you can do what you're really good at. Get somebody to support you on your contact management program, getting people in. Maybe you don't even know what that is and you need to get somebody to support you with doing it. How do you create a list of people that you can offer things to, right? You can have a free list, but who's maintaining it? You? Is that what you got into business for? I mean, seriously, it's not what I got into business for. I let somebody else manage that for me. I delegate so that I can elevate. The more that I can delegate off to other people, the more that I can stay focused on what's really important for my company. Right? Every manager that's hired needs to have that same kind of mindset. What were they hired to do? How do they get that done? And who can they get to support them in that process? So whether you want to call yourself a CEO or a manager or a, you know, an entrepreneur and that's it, well, get over yourself, because you have to treat it like a real business. In order to elevate and create the income that you really desire, to take care of yourself and your family, to create the biggest impact that you want to make, you have to get support. So get into the mindset that you're going to delegate so that you can elevate, right? I really can't stress that enough. I even wrote a book on the 15 things that you can delegate so that you can claim your title as CEO. Right? We got to bust up the mindset that we don't have to do these things, that we can do everything on our own. So how's that for a new mindset? Own your vision, right? You're the only one who can own your vision. You're the CEO. You know what you want to do long term. Right? Have some decision-making mojo. Get into making those decisions, right? And be willing to say, that's not working so well. I need to make a new decision because I have new information now. And then remember to delegate so that you can elevate. Get the things off of your plate that you're not meant to do. They can do it faster. That actually saves you money, right? It might not feel like it in the moment. Look, have a yard sale. We all have way too much stuff, okay? Have a yard sale, get rid of some things around the house and hire somebody to do these things. Don't have excuses like I don't have money. Because if you're trying to get clients, guess what their excuse will be too? Their excuse is going to be, I don't have the money, so I can't hire you. Is that what you want? Don't create the space that they get to use that excuse, because you're not using that excuse either. All right, let's talk about some myths. There's some myths about being a CEO that I just want to bust up, okay? Myth number one is CEOs have it all figured out. Spoiler alert, they don't. We don't. We don't have it all figured it out. We don't. We just don't have it all figured out. We have to do every single day making choices, doing the things for today based on what happened yesterday. We have some idea of where we want to go, but we just have to keep moving forward, and we are learning as we go. I'm a better CEO today than I was 10 years ago. I can guarantee that, but I was still CEO 10 years ago. I was still CEO 20 years ago. But the CEO I am today is way better than that first CEO. But she had to get the mindset right. She had to make sure she was doing the things that were necessary to move the business forward, in spite of how I felt, right, about not wanting to spend money. Right? I'm kind of a little chintzy when it comes to money, spending money in the business. The gals would come to me, oh, we need to buy uniforms. I'm like, Tell me how much you need on uniforms. What uniforms are you getting? Let me know. I want to see that we're not frivolously spending. And the last time I said, you know what? We have a project coming up. See, this is the CEO mindset. I'm like, we have a project coming up and we're going to have to hire new people for this new client that we're getting. So I want to order like 6 more shirts, uniform shirts, so that we have them on hand when these people are hired. Because normally when we hire people, then we order uniforms. But I knew this one was coming up. See, so I might be chintzy, but I'm also forward thinking. Like, what's next? How is this going to, what do we need to do to make this happen? As simple as uniforms. Yes. Okay. You want approval of uniforms? You got approval, but I also need you to add some more because I'm seeing that business coming. And guess what? We did. We started new clients and we made that happen. So the second myth is you have to do it all yourself. Nope. Please don't get stuck in that myth because it's a fast track to burnout. Like superheroes collaborate. We get people to support us. We bring in people around us that can help us move forward. I know some of this you're thinking, it's just always about spending money. No, it's not. It's about having the right people in the right place so that they can help you to move forward. Get an advisory team, a mastermind, do something that gets people to help you understand how to do business, what else you need to learn, what skill set still needs to happen, because you don't have to do it all yourself. You're not designed to do it all yourself. God did not give you a brain for every skill there is out there. Each of us have different skill sets. We each have different personalities and behavior styles and all of those things. And when we bring that together in community and in collaboration, that's when we really become the superheroes and the super bosses. That's the CEO mindset that you really want to step into. And myth number 3, if you're not making millions, then you're not a CEO. Pooey. Listen, you're the CEO of your journey. No matter where you start, every CEO started at the bottom. Okay, I just want to point that out. There is no CEO today that just walked in and said, ta-da, I'm a glorious CEO, unless you're an entrepreneur. When you're an entrepreneur, you are the CEO. You step into it. But when you go to corporations, most of them, they work their way up into it. But as an entrepreneur, you're it. Tag, right? So you have to do it, but it's not about making millions of dollars. That's not what qualifies you as a CEO. What qualifies as a CEO is when you make the right decisions, when you're moving your business forward each and every day, and every year you have profits, right? You might have losses some years, but you're still creating momentum in your business, right? That's what a CEO mindset really is about. It's not about, if you're not making millions, you're not a CEO. I wasn't making millions in the beginning. I was still a CEO. We started a corporation that required you to have a CEO. Tag, I was it. Okay. So, you know, I really want you, every other entrepreneur out there that's being successful, every CEO, we really want you to be successful too. And when the best way you can be successful is to step into a CEO mindset. So how can you step into that role as the CEO? Let me give you a few little practical steps. One is to set CEO time for yourself, right? Schedule weekly CEO time. Every single week, create a time, put it in your calendar, okay? And if you don't use a calendar, make a reminder, do something, but every single week, schedule a time for you to plan, for you to reflect, for you to strategize, right? Block it out like, I don't know, like it's called a Wonder Woman herself, all right? Hey, Wonder Woman, I'm calling you to let you know how I'm going to be a CEO this week, okay? You really want to block this time out and spend time planning, reflecting, and strategizing what you're going to do next based on what you've done from the past and where you need to go in order to be the success that you want to be this year. This new year can open doors for you if you're willing to take the time to schedule weekly CEO time. Another practical step is to invest in learning. Read, attend webinars, join masterminds, right? Come hang out in the Hive Hangout. The more that you learn, the more that you earn. Let me say that again. The more that you learn, the more that you earn, both in wisdom and in dollars, right? I have a business. I have a business that I have to run. I have to learn from other people who are more successful than me, and so do you. One of the things that I do is I have a business book sitting on my desk, and every time I'm in the office, I commit to read 15 to 20 minutes of that business book. Right? Sometimes I get caught up and I go a little bit longer because I'm like, oh, wait, let me. And then when I finish that, sometimes I'm taking notes. But every single day, I'm reading from that business book until I complete it. Right? So invest in your learning. It doesn't have to be expensive. Go buy a book and sit there and read it from some of the top people in the world. And then I want you to celebrate small wins. That's another strategy, right? To, you know, a practical step that you can do is celebrate the small wins. Every step is progress. I think people forget that because maybe you had a setback, but that doesn't mean that you didn't learn from it. It didn't mean that you didn't figure something out because of that setback. If you sit there and you wallow in guilt and feel sorry for yourself, you're just holding yourself back. Instead, what did I learn from it? How can I move forward? Every single step is progress. Did you launch a new offer? Did you survive a tough week? That's progress, okay? Did you solve that problem? Any problem? Right? If so, let me give you a high five, right? Celebrate like the boss that you are. Build a support network. Surround yourself with mentors, with peers, advisors who can provide guidance, encouragement, and some honest feedback when you need it. You know, joining local or virtual entrepreneurial communities, just like the Hive Hangout, it can offer you valuable perspectives and amazing connections. So build that support network. Another practical step, define your vision and values. Remember I said as the CEO mindset, you're the one who carries the vision. But if you don't even know what that vision really is, and look, it doesn't have to be a long-term vision. It doesn't have to be a 100-year vision. It doesn't have to be a 5-year vision. I know some people, we want you to have a 5-year goal. We want to get you to your 10-year goal. Sometimes it's a little hard to get there. Can I have this month's vision, please? Break it down. Get clear on what your mission is, what your core values are. What are the things that are guiding your business, right? Articulate that into a vision and use that kind of as your North Star that's guiding you to make the decisions that you need to make that align the team, the people that you're working with. If they don't know where you're going, how can they support you in getting there? If you don't know where you're going, you wonder why people might not want to work with you, or people are uncertain, or you hire somebody and it feels like wasted money because you didn't have the vision and the clarity around that based on your values. So define your vision and your values. Another practical step would be to master delegation. I know nobody wants to delegate, but I'm telling you, it is a huge key to success. Identify those tasks that can be outsourced or assigned to other people, allowing you to focus on the strategic growth and the high impact activities that are going to make you money and make a bigger impact for your community to create the environment that you're looking to create. If you don't master delegation, then you're going to be overworked, burned out, and that CEO mindset is going to go right out the window. I can't tell you how many people who just had to do it all on their own have quit being an entrepreneur and gone back into the workforce because they can't make money being an entrepreneur because they never figured out how to get help. They never figured out that you have to delegate. You go work for somebody else, guess what? You're the one they're delegating to, okay? So they're being successful because they're delegating to you. So keep that in mind when you're, you know, getting stuck in the moment and you're like, nope, I can't afford to hire somebody. I already said, have a yard sale, all right? Get rid of some of the stuff around your house. We all have it. Another practical step is to prioritize your self-care. Remember, sustainable leadership starts with your well-being. You cannot be a sustainable success if you are not healthy and taking care of yourself. So schedule regular breaks, exercise, have downtime, maintain your energy and your creativity by taking care of yourself. Another practical step, set measurable goals. This is the end of the year, so come on, you need to set goals for next year. Get into that mindset now. Break your big vision out, right? Take it out. Go, okay, I've come up with my vision. I know what my vision is. Now I'm going to take actionable steps with specific measurable objectives, right? And I'm going to track the progress and make those adjustments as needed, right? We're going to adjust based on what is necessary. Set the goals based on your vision. If my vision is to, you know, reach a certain level and get to the next, you know, million in our business, there has to be some strategic planning. There has to be. It's not willy-nilly. I can't wing it. You have to set the goals. You have to go after a target. The goal is just the target in the middle of the bullseye. And what you're doing, all those rings around the bullseye, if you think about it, all you're doing is going, okay, I'm getting to this ring, and then I'm going to move into the next ring, and then I'm going to move into the next ring until I get to the bullseye. That's all that a goal is, right? If you can play darts, yard darts, if you can shoot a target, come on, you can do this in your business too. But you have to do the work. You have to set the goals. The next practical tip is to seek feedback. Just seek feedback, all right? Don't hesitate to ask for input from your team, from your customers, your mentors. Use feedback to refine your approach and continuously improve your leadership skills. You know, I had a mentor one time, Brian Klemmer, and he used to say, look, we need to eat feedback for breakfast. We need to eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He would say, you have to eat feedback for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, did you get that feedback? All right, eat it like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, like, he repeated that mantra all the time. Sorry, I'm just choked up because he's passed away. But he was a great mentor for me, right? It's not about something that you need to fear. Feedback is not about fearing it. It's about taking what somebody says, looking at it. Does it really apply to you? Because it could be filtered through their own biases, could be filtered through their own belief systems, their own hardships, their own heartaches, right? They're giving you feedback because they're trying to protect you or trying to keep you safe because they've been there, done that, and it didn't work, right? So they're giving you feedback to help you. You get to decide, do I take a look at that? Is that really apply to me? If not, let it go. Does it apply to me? Let me look at this. Ooh, it might apply to me. And if so, then create a strategy to shift it. Sometimes people give you amazing feedback, ladies, and we brush it off like it's no big deal. They're giving you feedback that says, hey, you're doing an amazing job. Oh, I loved how you did that. Oh, no big deal. Oh, thanks. Like, it, come on, eat that feedback, right? Feedback is neutral. You're the one who decides, is it negative or positive, right? And if you brush off somebody's positive feedback to you, but you're willing to take on somebody's negative feedback, oh girl, you need to hire me as a coach because we got to get you past that, all right? Just seek the feedback and then iterate it out. Like, this is what it is. Is it supporting me? Is it not going to support me? If it's not supporting me, I'm going to let it go and move on. If it is supporting me, then great, I'll move forward with it. But don't be afraid of it. And then practice confident decision-making. We've talked about decision-making multiple times here because it is a huge key to a strong CEO mindset. Trust your instincts. Make decisions with conviction, even when faced with uncertainty. Look, remember, every CEO learns by doing. Okay, the more that you practice confident decision making, guess what? The more confident you become at decision making. I know it sounds funny, but there it is. I just gave it to you. That's a mic drop. Look, incorporating these practical steps can help you step confidently into your role as the CEO. And as that CEO, you're the one who gets to lead your business with clarity, with purpose, and with resilience. You're going to get knocked down. People are going to say mean things about you because they always do when, you know, they're looking up a ladder and going, why am I not up there? And they are, well, they don't deserve to be there because I should be there instead. And they're in my way. And da-da. No, there's plenty of ladders, people. Come on. The real challenge here is that many women entrepreneurs, they want to step into that CEO role, but they're really uncomfortable with actually saying the title. It's not uncommon to crave the autonomy, the influence, and the vision of a CEO and shy away from calling yourself a CEO. Why is that? Well, because sometimes the word CEO feels too corporate. It feels too bold. It even feels intimidating. Like it's reserved for someone else, someone so much better than me. Look, this hesitation, it's often fueled by cultural norms, imposter syndrome, that little bugger, right? Simply not seeing enough women who look like us in those CEO seats. But what if you could embrace the CEO title? Because it's way more than semantics. It's about owning your leadership, giving yourself permission to take up space at the top. Ladies, you are designed to take up that space. You've been doing it in your households forever. Why aren't you doing it in your business? So if you find yourself wanting all the responsibilities of a CEO, but you hesitate using the title, I just want you to know you're not alone. Okay? The journey to embracing CEO can be as much about the mindset as it is about a business strategy. Reflect on what the title means for you. Rewrite the narrative in your own words. Remember, whether you call yourself founder, boss, chief empowerment officer, instead of a chief executive officer, right? You're leading your business, and that's what counts. Whether you call yourself the CEO is not as relevant as how you have a CEO mindset. And remember that being a CEO, it's not about being perfect. It's about being persistent. Every leap, every subtle change, every oops, every stumble, right? All of those moments, no matter what, step into your superhero journey. I believe, really, truly believe that the world needs more women-led businesses. We need more women like you leading. And it starts with you believing in your own power, ladies, your own superpower. So, dust off that cape, slip on those heels, combat boots, they work too. Own your role as the CEO and have a CEO mindset. Your business, your future, and the world is ready for your leadership. You're the one who has to step in. Thank you so much for tuning into Superheroes in Heels. Look, if today's episode inspired you, if it kind of like stirred some things up in you, if you think another woman you know needs to hear this, share it with them. Share it with other entrepreneurs. Leave a review. But most importantly, I want you to remember, the CEO in you is ready to rise. So until next time, keep shining, keep leading, always keep your cape handy, and wear the shoes. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.